And it was David again?
Correct.
David, thank you. And certainly I look forward to working with you. You know, a terrific question. And, you know, right now where I'm positioned at the University of Houston, you know, I really believe that that is an institution that's right on the verge and cusp of becoming or entrance into a Power Five conference. I believe in terms of building a championship culture, organization built on excellence, accountability, integrity. That doesn't matter if it happens at the University of Akron, University of Houston, or at the University of Missouri. Fundraising is fundraising. Facility development is facility development. Developing our student athletes, making sure in terms of academically, social responsibility. And then in terms of the autonomous legislation, we're very engaged in it. I'm very engaged in it. You know, the new director of athletics at the University of Houston will already have a plan in place in terms of full cost of attendance, how we're going to deal with loss of value, insurance. You know, we've already came out publicly and endorsed, nullifying a scholarship due to athletic reasons. So, you know, I think the transition will go very, very well since certainly I've been engaged in it for a year to 2 years.
Next question comes from Dave Matter of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Dave.
Hi, Mac. What are going to be some of your priorities once you get settled into Columbia, and how will you go about putting together your staff, considering the folks here at Missouri and maybe some people you want to bring with you from Houston?
Great question. That's the challenge of coming into to a new place, and so really the first several months I'm going to do a lot of listening and a lot of learning and really formulating my own ideas and my thoughts in terms of sitting down. I told the staff today I'm going to meet with every staff member individually. I want to get to know them. I want to know, do they like what they're doing? Do they feel like their strengths or they're aligned correctly? I'm going to meet with all of our head coaches. What do you need? What do you need to take your program to the next level? And if it's at the highest level, then how do we continue to stay at that level? So it's going to take me certainly several months to really begin to form my impression, and then work in terms of a strategic plan and how do we go and attack this. There is a strategic plan that I think was put forth in July of 2014. We're going to take a look at that and see, how do we tweak that. And then again, I think you talked about staff. We'll evaluate staff. And, we're not going to change just to change. If we change, it's to get better. And this certainly isn't about me. This program isn't about me. It's about our student athletes. It's about this university.
Next question, Gabe DeArmond from Rivals.
Mac, a lot of us talked to Bob Stoll yesterday, and he said he talked to you throughout the last week a little bit. Other than Coach Stoll, who did you talk to through this process, and just kind of take us through your decision-making process over the last week?
Well, I'm sure most everybody in this room knows Coach Stoll, and I certainly still call him Coach Stoll. And he loves this place. So anytime I asked him about the University of Missouri, he couldn't have been more complimentary of the people, of Columbia, of the campus, et cetera. And in terms of who I talked to, I really didn't talk to a lot of people. I mean, I really felt like this was a confidential process. The University of Missouri, its athletics program is known as one of the best in the country, and certainly just maybe through different colleagues had different ideas. But in terms of anybody really other than Bob, didn't spend a whole lot of time. I knew this was a great place, and I certainly look forward to even taking it to that next level.
Darren
Hellwedge with KBIA Radio here in Columbia. Can you talk a bit in your own experience and just kind of how you're going to approach this new job about balancing competition and wanting to win with rules compliance, keeping your individual athletes and your teams eligible and within the rules?
Well, and again, we talked to the staff this morning, but The one thing we will never compromise is integrity and compliance. It's hard to win. I said that earlier. But we're going to win, and we're going to do it the right way. And we certainly won't cut corners. There's a right way to do things and a wrong way. And we're going to choose to do the right way, not just some of the time, but every time. And I think we have a group of coaches, a group of student-athletes, staff that's committed to that. I have zero tolerance for any misconduct in terms of rules. And you can do both. You can win, and you can do it the right way. This program has proven it, and we'll continue to do it that way.
Next question to the back right, Todd Palmer from the Kansas City Star.
Hey, Mac. Welcome to Columbia. Todd Palmer, Kansas City Star. I was just curious, you're kind of in a unique position with Mike Alden still being here. First off, why was it important that I understand you asked him to be here at this introductory press conference. Why was that important to you, and do you expect to lean on him a little bit during the transition while he's, you know, since he's still going to be around?
Yeah. Well, it certainly was important for me that Mike is here so that this group of people here could give him a round of applause and thank him for the great job that he's done for this university. That's really why I wanted both Mike and Rocky here. And they've been such an important part of this institution for 17 years. And I think it's a great advantage, a great asset for me that Mike will be around. He's been one of the best and is one of the best athletic directors in the country. And why wouldn't I want to lean on him and learn from him and move forward and have him here? I have great respect for Mike, and I'm excited that he will be around.
Next question comes from the left. Yes, sir.
Mark Seelig from the Columbia Missourian. Welcome, Mac.
Thank you.
Obviously, at Houston, you kind of tackled some really big projects and oversaw some huge moves. In researching this job, is there anything that you've kind of seen that you'd like to tackle?
Well, again, I think it would be a little bit disingenuous of me if I said yes, I have an exact plan in place. Again, I think it's, you know, the first couple months coming here and really learning and listening. There's been talk publicly a little bit of an end zone facility. So I'll certainly get with the staff and get with Coach Pinkel and talk about that and how important is that to the program moving forward. I know that we have the new softball stadium on its way. In terms of, you know, anything else, I'm really going to take some time to really sit and talk to our staff and see, you know, again, where our strengths are, where our weaknesses, and then I'll formulate a plan from there.
Next question comes from Joel Walljasper, right section here on the aisle from the Columbia Tribune.
This is for Chancellor Lofton. At what point did Mac come on your radar as a potential candidate, and maybe how far back do you guys go?
I first met him a few weeks ago, so that's as far as we go. But he was early on my list. I mean, basically, we put together a list very early in the process with the help of the search firm, and he was on that list from the very beginning.
Next question.
And thank you, Dr. Lofton, for that. So,
next question.
Matt Michaels, KTGR Radio. Mac, do you think that there's any sort of leap between where you're coming from at the University of Houston and now you're one of 14 athletic directors in the SEC, or is it the same job description, just different place?
Yeah, I certainly think there's a leap in terms of competition. I think, you know, the same skill set that's required at the University of Houston is going to be required here. I feel really comfortable about that in terms of organizational leadership, the ability to raise money, all of the student well-being issues, et cetera. The challenge here is going to be, you know, how do we be, I don't want to say become competitive because we are competitive, but how do we maintain that competitiveness? How do we be the best in the SEC? And again, I know there's great institutions in the SEC, but why can't the University of Missouri be the best? And that's going to be our quest from day one. That's my belief. It's going to be our coach's belief. It's going to be our student athletes' belief. It's going to be our staff's belief. And we're going to do everything we can to be the best in the SEC.
Next question here in the section to your left. Yes, sir. Please stand.
It's Howard Griever, KOMU8 News. You know, in Mike Alden's time here, we saw Mizzou take a quantum leap in terms of its brand and its importance. By the time, what is your end vision for Mizzou athletics by the time you're done?
You know, I want MU athletics to be considered, if not the best, one of the best in the entire country. And when I say that, it's not just wins and losses. Certainly wins and losses, but it's integrity, how we run our program. It's we're graduating student athletes, that they're going on and being prepared for life. It's about relationships and the way we work with people across campus, how we're intertwined in terms of this community and certainly the state of Missouri. So when I talk about the best, again, it certainly includes wins and losses, but it goes much, much greater or beyond just that.
Back of the room again, Todd Palmer from the Kansas City Star.
Sorry to double dip here, but I was curious, do you view Missouri as a destination job and a place that you could see yourself being for 17 years like Mike Alden was?
You know, and thank you for that question. We've been at a really, really great place, and it was going to take something special for us to leave, truly. And as I mentioned in my remarks, this place is special. And Amy and I and the three girls are moving to Columbia, Missouri, with the intent that this is our last job. This is a destination place. And it's a destination place because, again, of Mike and his staff and Dr. Lofton and everybody in this room, they've turned this into a destination job.
Time allows for two more questions. The first one, section to our left. Yes, sir.
Hi, Aaron Reese from the Columbia, Missouri. You mentioned raising the bar as something you always want to keep doing, and your time that you've had the job so far, what you've thought, how can that bar be raised? And what aspects?
Well, again, I think the bar can always be raised in every aspect. I'm certainly a person that will demand excellence, will demand greatness in everything we do. I have this insatiable appetite that we're always going to get better. You always can get better in everything you do. So if that's facilities, okay, if that's the total person program, if that's our compliance program, our life skills program, just across the board, the way we feed our student athletes, our strength and conditioning, our sports performance area, our sports medicine area, the way we care for our student athletes. We will look in terms of every aspect, every component of this athletics program and try to raise the bar. And you know what? The bar is raised pretty high. So we've got our work cut out for us, but I promise you that we're going to continue to do that.